2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, August 24th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a bit of hazy sunshine, 89 degrees.
A small accident along I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Utah's Noon News.
Classes are starting at the University of Utah, and hundreds of students have been moving into the dorms. School officials are taking huge steps to find out if any of their new residents have been infected with COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Officials say over 3,500 students have been tested, and the students that spoke with KSL say they fully support the mandatory testing. If somebody tests positive, they can go off campus if they have family living locally. But Lexi Mashoff with University Housing says there are students who will not be able to go home, so the university has set aside hundreds of isolation dorms. But housing officials say they're not sure yet how many positive results would have to occur before the entire campus had to be closed.
Students in the isolation dorms have one point of contact at the school that ensures that they have everything they need. Students at Utah's largest university are also back on campus today with new safety guidelines this year. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The sidewalks, hallways, and gathering spaces of Utah Valley University remain plenty busy, but it's not without changes this fall. Almost all of the roughly 39,000 students at UVU are attending their first day of classes with a face covering on, something that most say they're pretty comfortable with.
It's been pretty much the same. It's just you can't really breathe as much. But, I mean, yeah, it's just weird, like, seeing people, like, only halfway up.
To meet student demand, the university is providing online, live-streamed, and face-to-face courses this semester. Students experiencing COVID-19 symptoms are being asked to stay away from campus and consult with a healthcare professional. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert is in St. George this hour viewing flooding damage from a strong storm that hit the area over the past 24 hours. A sinkhole even opened up near a hotel. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Republican Party has formally nominated President Donald Trump for another term. President Trump surprised the crowd in Charlotte, North Carolina with a visit.
And by the way, just came out that we have received 51% in the big and very important Rasmussen poll, and my numbers actually went up during the Democratic National Convention.
Just about 20 minutes ago, the Utah delegation cast their votes with Senator Mike Lee acting as the spokesperson. Here's most of his remarks.
Utah is home to the very first woman who ever cast a ballot under equal suffrage laws. Sarah Young did that in 1870, first of her kind, first of an entire series of hundreds of millions of votes that would be cast by American women, starting with Utah. In Utah, we love a lot of things. We love our families, which are very large. In fact, this gathering would be sort of a family dinner party in a family with fertility problems in Utah. We love our five national parks. We love our six national forests. We love the First Step Act, which is perhaps the hallmark legislation passed by the Trump administration, bringing about the biggest series of criminal justice reforms in an entire generation. In the state of Utah, we introduced the world to the Frisbee, to fry sauce, and to fake swear words, including fetch, flip, and freak. In Utah, we love our founding fathers, and in Utah, we love the idea of four more years. Madam Secretary, we as a Utah delegation cast all of our state's 40 delegate votes to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
And be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for updates on the convention throughout the afternoon. As the Republican convention gets underway, former Vice President Joe Biden is going on the offensive Details from ABC's Mary Bruce.
Joe Biden laid out the stakes in this election, blaming President Trump for the severity of the coronavirus crisis.
I don't blame him for the COVID crisis. I blame him for walking away and not dealing with the solutions.
And while Trump has attacked Biden for campaigning from home, Biden says Trump's push for large-scale in-person events is dangerous.
And that is ABC's Mary Bruce. Coming up on KSL, are you feeling cooking fatigue? We will have the results of a new survey, plus a look at your noon time drive.
A small accident reported southbound I-15 in Lehigh about a mile prior to the SR-92 switch-off. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
It's hot and staying hot for a while. Get updated KSL weather every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you giving your Social Security dollars back to the government? It happens every day to people who don't have an effective Social Security strategy. The right plan for accessing your Social Security benefits can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your spouse's retirement income. Don't make the costly mistake of being unprepared in retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 for a free Social Security optimization report. Take advantage of proven strategies to help maximize your Social Security benefits. You've paid into this system your entire career. Don't make the same mistakes that cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned benefits. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 and arm yourself with a free Social Security Optimization Report. It's absolutely free, it's easy, and could dramatically change your retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit them at yournewmillenniumgroup.com.
And thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, classes are starting at the University of Utah, UVU, today. And we've got hundreds of students moving into the dorms on the University of Utah campus and being tested for COVID-19. If they have it, they're being put in quarantine. And we'll continue to bring you the very latest on that story. The effects of Tropical Storm Marco are being felt in the Florida Panhandle today. They are seeing heavy rain. ABC's Jim Ryan has more from New Orleans.
Emergency planners have suggested that residents shelter in place rather than seek out mass storm shelters to avoid spreading novel coronavirus. At Zena James Adams' house, it's family members only.
Same group. We don't even want anybody else. It's sad to say that in our circle, but we kind of keep our same circle together.
That way, her family is protected from COVID-19 as it rides out the effects of two big storms this week. Jim Ryan, ABC News, New Orleans.
The weather isn't helping firefighters in California battling fires that have already burned over 1 million acres. ABC's Kaylee Hartung is in Felton, where residents have been evacuated.
We've seen how erratic the weather can be here and experienced just how grueling the conditions are. I could barely see a few feet in front of me through that thick smoke yesterday, and now more red flag warnings issued. There is the potential for that dry lightning and more fires being started.
A group of Utah firefighters set off to California over the weekend to help out in that effort. KSL Sports, Utah Jazz need only one more win to close out their series with the Denver Nuggets in the playoffs. Last night, Donovan Mitchell became the third NBA player ever to score 50 points twice in one playoff series after Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson.
They won. I haven't done anything yet, to be honest with you. All we did was win game four. 50 is 50, but, you know, we're looking to close the series out.
The Jazz beat the Nuggets in game four yesterday to take a 3-1 lead. Game five takes place tomorrow at around 5:30 in the afternoon. A new poll shows Americans are getting sick of cooking at home, making the same meals over and over during the pandemic. The poll shows 55% are suffering from cooking fatigue as they prepare, on average, 9 meals a week. Today is National Waffle Day. The day commemorates when Cornelius Swarthout received a patent for a waffle iron in New York in 1869. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Meese, we're looking for rain. Any rain out there?
Not that I'm seeing right now. Mm. Most of the valley freeways are bone dry. Now, that's good for freeway traffic. It's moving along just fine. We had an earlier accident reported southbound I-15 in Lehigh about a mile prior to Temp Highway at the exit, but I haven't actually seen it. It's been out of traffic. It's not causing any problems. So your drive on I-15, north or southbound, it's just rocking it and looking good between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. The rest of your Valley Freeway's also in great shape. And right now, we're enjoying a crash-free commute. Mighty Main Street, the faces and places of Utah, is a show about a resilient small business community. Join host Chris Redgrave every Sunday, noon to 1, supported by Visit Salt Lake and Utah Office of Tourism. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We could use a little bit of rain. Let's check the forecast.
Hit or miss thunderstorms in the works. High at 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's new to see a 20% chance of rain showers in the forecast. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 89 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, several universities around the state reopened to students today. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth report on new students as they embark on this very unusual semester. Stay with us for that in-depth coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow. Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle, too.
Donate $25 or more, and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/AmericanAirlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
Stay up to date with all the day's news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Isolation dorms at the ready at the University of Utah in case a student tests positive for COVID-19. Officials say over 3,500 students have been tested so far. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Jazz now have a 3-1 lead over the Denver Nuggets in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. The Jazz will try and close out the series tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Kind of quiet out on the roads. That's just the way we like to start our week. Your Monday noon hour, looking at a crash-free commute on the Valley Freeways. You're also going to see good speeds there. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and up to 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Ooh, that smoke. A bit of sunshine, 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Charlotte at the Republican National Convention.
Donald J. Trump, having received a majority of these votes entitled to be cast at the convention, has been unanimously elected as the Republican Party nominee for President of the United States.
Then President Trump making a surprise appearance, calling this the most important election in the history of our country.
We have the greatest base of support anywhere, at any time, any election, and people are starting to find that out.
ABC political director Rick Klein with what we can expect for the rest of the week.
You'll hear lots of themes. His argument that Joe Biden and the Democrats will raise taxes and tank an economic recovery, safety, security, America first. You know, you can go back and watch that speech from 4 years ago, and there are so many similar themes, including his vows to keep people safe from violence in the streets. So all of these things, I think, are themes that have run through the Trump era.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden telling ABC News that if elected, taxes would not go up for anyone making under $400,000. He also said taxes will not be raised on small businesses that employ fewer than 50 people. No relief yet from conditions fueling the deadly outbreak of wildfires in California. There's fear lightning strikes may fuel more destructive fires today. ABC's Kaylee Hartung in Fenton, California, one of the evacuated areas about an hour and a half away from San Francisco.
The fire's killing a 70-year-old man, marking the seventh death so far. But the massive blaze isn't the only thing threatening the livelihood of Californians. Surveillance video showing an apparent looting in progress in Santa Cruz.
And those back-to-back storms taking aim at the Gulf Coast. One will be a tropical storm, the other likely a hurricane, each within 48 hours, 15 years since Katrina. Louisiana's governor fearing they may not be time to recover between Marco and Laura. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 252 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Several universities around the state reopened to students today with a mix of online and some in-person classes. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth report on new students as they embark on an unusual semester.
Typically this time of year, new students at the Utah Valley, Weber State, and Dixie State Universities would be fresh off orientation and ready for their first day of in-person classes today. This year, though, that's not the case.
I haven't met any of my professors or anybody in my cohort, nor will I.
Alexia Curley is a first-year grad student at the U. She's 5 years removed from her undergrad, and when she initially made the decision to enroll at the U, well before coronavirus was even a thought, she was looking forward to being back in a higher education setting.
And now that school setting is my desk in my house.
At the U, students in different programs will have different experiences since they're juggling hybrid and online-only formats. That's according to Dr. Dan Reed, VP of Academic Affairs.
We start Monday to going all online for 2 weeks, returning to that mix of modalities, and then going all online.
The two-week all-online circuit breaker, as officials have called it, over
overlaps with the vice presidential debate on October 7th. Now, if freshmen or first-year grad students didn't have enough to worry about with academics, there's, of course, the all-important extracurricular aspect.
We're encouraging all of our student engagement opportunities to occur in a presence-free or virtual manner.
Erica Anderson, Student Leadership Involvement Director at the U, says student organizations are still up and running right now. Anderson encourages all new students to log on this fall, not just for schoolwork, but also for social life, because making a couple new connections could be important to help navigate this unusual semester. John Wochak, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic in really good shape. We're not seeing any accidents or delays. I-80 through Parley's Canyon or on the west side, traveling from I-215 all the way to Lake Point. Also, no problems and looking good. Even our main secondaries and surface streets are in really good shape. We don't have any reports of issues in the downtown area on the surface streets. Wasatch Academy, protect your child's education in a central Utah bubble. It's the alternative to online learning. Enrolling now for in-person classes for the fall semester. Find out more at wasatchacademy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Grant Wayman with the 7-day forecast.
Scattered thunderstorm today and a high temperature of 98. Still hot tomorrow, 97 with more scattered storms, mainly in the afternoon. Sunshine Wednesday, up to 98, more the same Thursday, 97, and then not quite as hot, 95 on Friday, more sun, and still tones down a little bit more for the weekend, partly cloudy, 93 Saturday, and 91 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Keeping our fingers crossed for a little bit of rain right now, smoky sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and 91 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we're going to have a complete update of your money news. Quick peek right now at the markets has the Dow up by nearly 300 points. We'll get you a complete update coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1221.
Are you unemployed or furloughed? Looking to enhance your career or start a new one? SLCC is dedicated to supporting students during these turbulent times. From healthcare to tech, SLCC offers a variety of short-term training, degree programs, and certificates designed to put you on the path to success. Concerned about cost? You may be eligible for funds that cover your educational costs. Learn more about eligible programs and funding at slcc.edu/all-in.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
Get news all day on the KSL News Radio app and on the app for radio.com.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer. Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team. But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win. Marvel Studios Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve. Willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
KSL News Time, 12:25. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Salt Lake Community College announced this morning it's reducing student fees by 15% this fall semester for students taking six or more credits. The reduction is a savings of $40 per student. KSL Drives. Ford is cutting the price of the redesigned Explorer a year after its launch. Ford hopes the price drop will help sales be more competitive against other new models, including the Kia Telluride and the Hyundai Palisade. Russell Crowe's new thriller, Unhinged, is off to a decent start as it marks the opening of many theaters around the U.S. The film played in over 1,800 theaters this weekend and made over $4 million. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 257 points. That's about a percentage. It sits at 28,187. S&P 500 up by 23. The NASDAQ, it's up by 43 points. If you've always wanted to start a food truck business, there's an eBay listing that might catch your eye. A man in New York has built the Space Shuttle Cafe. It's a truck that looks just like the Space Shuttle, 39 feet long, has a full commercial kitchen, and the price was just reduced to $149,000. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. And join the Greenhouse Show this Saturday at J&J Garden Center in Layton for the annual fall extravaganza where all trees.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.